food that you take between regular meals, what would you call that?
Snacks.
And food that you prepare once for a large meal and then you use again next
leftovers.
Day? Leftovers. And what you have on the table to season food with?
Salt, pepper, seasoning.
Seasoning. And if you smell something cooking, your granddaughter was cooking last night and you said,
don't you smell it?
Don't you smell it? Do people ever say, can't you smell of it? Does that sound right or not?
I don't think the smell of it is good. You smell it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
You do smell. You might think of that. You smell of the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but really you're smelling the aroma.
I just wondered. I've heard both ways. I just wondered.
Well, that all, they meant you're getting a portion of it, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. And the inside part of an egg?
The yolk.
And the yolk, did you ever call that something?
Yeah, some of them call it the yolk.
And the color is? Do they
yellow.
Do they call it yolk because of the color? Is that?
Yellow.
Uh-huh. And, different ways of preparing eggs. You mentioned
frying, scrambling, omelets, parboiling.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
I can't eat them at all because I can't eat the yolk.
Oh.
The yolk, whichever mm-hmm. you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I have some of that cholesterol that I eat, but I really like them. In omelet pan, I like them as omelet, and then I like them as let it simmer long and turned over and have the yolk unbroken,
mm-hmm.
the white completely cooked with the other unbroken.
Mm-hmm. The girl that your children called Aunt Sarah was she used that skillet with the legs on to cook eggs, right?
She could cook anything. That woman could make the best chest pies of anybody I've saw in my life. Chest pies. No, I could never equal her. I tried it and tried it and tried it, and I could not do it, and I knew just exactly how she did it. And I couldn't do it. And I would first start, you know, I was young, never done too much of that, and the crust would come up, because I'm on top of my other now. And she could make fried pies, fried apple fried pies that were out of this world. All crimped around, turn them over, and my children and my husband take them to the field with us. And one day a man from Oxford came down and they had some left more than they wanted. And they said, here's some pies left that you can. Oh, those are the best pies I've ever had. And I never could equal them. I just couldn't do it. She just had a knack there with that.
Did she ever call the thing on legs a Dutch oven or
yes, oven? It's called Dutch oven sometimes. But they are generally smaller than a skillet. I don't think a Dutch oven has a handle.
Oh,
it has this kind of handle.
Mm-hmm.
Comes up, but this skillet had a long handle that came out like a regular skillet.
But
longer.
She just called it a fireplace skillet.
Yeah.
She didn't say spider. And food that is made out of ground corn and boiled and served with sausage.
Grits. You mean grits?
Uh-huh.
That's still good.
And how about corn that you leach off the skin?
Hominy.
Hominy.
H-O-M-I-N-Y. You